103 days since the first sitting of the 34th Dáil, 21 sitting days since, dominated so far by blazing rows over speaking time. One bill enacted, still no committees put together, but later today a first, a confidence motion in the Cian Comhairle Verona Murphy, after opposition parties last week said they had no confidence in her. But as our political correspondent Micheál Lehane was telling us earlier, the government will back the motion and the first woman to be elected to the job will stay in the post for now. Let's talk more to our on this to our to Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post. Danny, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Morning.
What are you expecting to happen today?
Yeah, so I think as Micheál outlined earlier on, I think that the choreography is pretty clear now. The government has replaced the motion of no confidence with the motion of confidence. That will allow the government essentially to open and close the debate and essentially run the debate on their terms. And ultimately, we know that the government side will have a sufficient majority and quite a comfortable majority today to see off the challenge to Verona Murphy. I suppose that the big question is how hard does the opposition go in their attacks on Verona Murphy, having made their point quite vociferously last week? Do they want to kind of reopen that wound and sour relations even further, given the fact that Verona Murphy is likely to stay in her job? Or do they strike a more conciliatory tone? I think, you know, they're likely to restate a lot of their criticisms, but I think, you know, even privately, a lot of the opposition are accepting they're going to lose the vote today. The vote and speaking rights has happened. The rules have been changed. It's time to move on. I don't think anyone could credibly argue that they could go in day after day and disrupt in the manner in which they have done so far. As you said, you know, we're 18 weeks on from the general election. You know, committees have been formed, and that's the real workings of Parliament, you know, passing legislation. And I think the tolerance for the sort of shenanigans that we've seen is very low, particularly, you know, given the previous conversation with John McHale and others about the scale of the challenge facing the country.
Well, the opposition have made clear they don't have support in the Cian Comhairle, whatever the outcome of today's vote. Will the opposition make the Dáil work after today?
Well, I think that's ultimately a choice for them. But again, as I said, Gavin, like, I mean, can they legitimately go in every day and disrupt proceedings if they don't get their way? Or will they just simply have to accept they've lost the vote? The Dáil runs by a majority. It doesn't run by consensus. It's a pretty new phenomenon, that this idea that the Cian Comhairle has to enjoy the confidence of everybody in the House. I mean, that's really only a trend that has emerged since 2016. Before that, it was always on the basis of majority versus minority. We're in that position again. The government has a clear majority, working majority. So as long as Verona Murphy has that majority in her corner, she is safe in her job. I know comparisons were made with the John O'Donoghue situation in 2009. The big difference was that the government, or one member of that government party, or one part of that government, the Green Party, had lost confidence in John O'Donoghue. He didn't have the numbers to remain on an office, and that ultimately led to his downfall. The situation is different today.
If the charge is, and it has been from many, that this has been a do-nothing Dáil so far, are they guilty in your view?
They are, because again, you know, the simple fact is, you know, the election happened in November, the government was formed in January, we're now in April, and we still don't have committees, we still don't have the Dáil and the Oireachtas doing the job it's supposed to do, which is pass legislation, and there's very important pieces of legislation that have to get passed, and ultimately the Dáil has been rendered sort of, you know, ineffective, given the repeated suspensions that we've seen. I mean, even the delaying of the nomination of a Taoiseach by a day was somewhat unseemly. Whatever the legitimacy of the complaints of the opposition, and they have a fair point in terms of whether that the regional independent group were in government or in opposition, and the Cian Comhairle has ruled on that, they're clearly within government. But it's in no one's interest to see the sort of scenes that we saw, particularly last week. And I don't think anyone could claim victory from what we saw last week. But bottom line is, it's time to move on. We have a country to run, and there are more important issues facing the people.
Last one of this, Danny. Michael Lowry, is it any clearer now why the government went to such lengths to try and accommodate him?
It's not really. I think ultimately, Micheál Martin and Simon Harris have repeatedly said they were the only group who stood up to be counted when a government needed to be formed. It has surprised me, given the scale of the majority that the government has, that they've gone to such trouble and taken such political heat and expended such political capital in defending an arrangement that was somewhat controversial, to say the least. I mean, it's interesting that Barry Heenan, I think, is now amending his placement in the Dáil to sit away from Michael Lowry on foot of all of this conversation. controversy. So this is one that has just perplexed me. But ultimately, you know, there was a sea change in the government's attitude. They were far more conciliatory before Christmas. When they came back after the Christmas break, they were far more bullish in terms of its treatment of the smaller independent group that they're going into government with and with the opposition. And that bullishness has remained. And ultimately, they just thought they could brazen it out. And here we are.
Danny, thank you. That's Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post.